12 minutes after 9, you are listening to Radio Islam International. Time now for our weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Tomorrow's Battlefield.
Yes, Mawlana, this book titled Tomorrow's Battlefield, U.S. Proxy Wars and Secret Ops in Africa, is written by Nick Terse. And what it is a collection of articles that appeared on a website called tomdispatch.com. And the author has now edited it for publication. The author himself, Nick Terse, has been researching for the last 7 years already at the increasing role of the United States Africa Command, what is called AFRICOM, the United States Africa Command. And he has looked at and studied their military operations and how it has impacted on most countries on the African continent by their military bases, by the use of waterways, by the use of airspace, etc. And the author is quite experienced in this type of study. In the past, he has looked at U.S. involvement in Vietnam and Iraq and Afghanistan. And then he started to take an interest in Africa, and he tried to publish these studies and these articles with American news outlets, but really nobody took notice of these. And then the website tomdispatch.com understood the implications of what he was writing, and from 2012 he started to then publish these articles. The author tries to portray a complete picture and looking at the geopolitical situation in Africa for this new scramble for Africa, and he shows the involvement of the U.S., but also throughout the book he refers to the involvement of China, and he tries to describe the U.S. bases in Africa. And he provides us with some maps for that. And really, these are very startling and very informative. There's also, at the end of the book, in an appendix, a discussion with a U.S. Army representative from the AFRICOM, United States Africa Command, where he responds to something that was published by the author. And this discussion covers many hot points, including the fact that the armed forces do not really consider their bases as official U.S. bases. But then Terse says that if something looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck and it walks like a duck, it must be a duck. So they are nothing but U.S. bases. He has interesting chapters, all from individual articles. There's something on South Sudan and the competing influences of the U.S. And the China on financing opposing armed forces within the South Sudan, also how civil wars are really created. The title of the book, Tomorrow's Battlefield, comes actually from a statement attributed to one of the commanders, a Major General James Linder, who was commander of the U.S. Special Operations in Africa, who said that Africa is the battlefield of tomorrow today. So this book, in essence, focuses on AFRICOM shows how AFRICOM, which was really designed to enhance the national security capabilities of African nation states, to address the supposed threats to U.S. interests on the continent, has really achieved the opposite of that. There's a term that they use throughout the book that is blowback. In other words, what is the effect of a war and operation, a military operation in Africa on America later on? And Terse uses a new phrase that is blow forward. where he shows how repeated failed counterterrorism operations throughout Africa and other parts of the world in the Middle East and Asia have led actually to broader interventions and the promotion of more military and intelligence interventions in these regions later on. What his theory is that AFRICOM have in fact increased instability in Africa. If we look at the increased and the ongoing war in Somalia, the breakup of the Republic of Sudan and the civil war the so-called war against Islamic extremists in Nigeria, Niger, Mali, Cameroon, Chad, all of these have increased American militarism on the African continent. And he says that the American public are actually paying for it. The Obama administration have increased their spending on Africa and US, the U.S. war in Africa, but this doesn't receive any coverage really domestically or in international news. We only hear now and then about a special forces commando attack or a drone attack on so-called terrorist organizations. But he is of the view that there is a hidden U.S. imperialist war in Africa. And he states, for example, at one point, he says, for years the U.S. military has publicly insisted that its efforts in Africa are negligible, intentionally leaving the American people, not to mention most Africans, in the dark about the true size, scale, and scope of its operations here. And he says AFRICOM public affairs personnel and commanders have repeatedly claimed no more than a light footprint on the continent. But he shows that this is, in fact, not true. He says that if we look at the camp, that the AFRICOM camp, which is in Djibouti, the camp Lemonnier, they don't actually talk about the extent of they talk about that one camp, but they don't look at the extent of their footprint in Africa. He says, for example, that U.S. military, on average, carry out more than two missions per day in Africa. And these are sometimes drone strikes or counterinsurgency type of operations. Every day there are two strikes in Africa on a daily basis. And according to him, he says that AFRICOM, in essence, AFRICOM governs a war zone spanning almost 50 countries that you weren't meant to know about. It is a war zone the size of the United States, China, India, and most of Europe combined. And he says that this war zone doesn't officially exist outside of the commanders' conclaves and the briefings for defense contractors. The American military claims that it's not at war with Africa, and this idea that Pentagon insists on that it has a light footprint in Africa is a complete fallacy. He shows that there are 5,000 U.S. military personnel posted on the continent of Africa at any one time. And this base in Djibouti really extends its influence to neighboring Somalia. They are prepared for missions in Libya, Sudan, Kenya, and Egypt, and even across the Red Sea, right up to Yemen. The book also, in some way, tries to contrast U.S. policy with that of China's. China, he says, emphasizes more infrastructural and scientific development as opposed to militarism. And Africa, he says, needs genuine partnerships with the international community based on mutual interests as opposed to what he calls these neo-colonial schemes to extend Western domination on the continent. So the book, I think, is a useful book for anyone who wants to understand this burgeoning war and really it is a war waged by America on the African continent. The OSCE, I think, is well positioned after years of study to contribute on this subject, Munana.
Fascinating read, Murana, and something different, mashallah.
Yes, the book is published locally by AMEC. We know the Afro Middle East Center is a very active research center here in Johannesburg, and they have published the book, and the book is available from them directly. I think if you're in South Africa, you can probably order it from them directly also.
Mm-hmm. What's the price we're looking at, Murana?
It's about 100 rand.
And how's the quality of the book, Murana?
Yes, excellent. It's published locally. It's well published, and you know, I think there are a number of good publications coming out from AMEC that offer readers a insight into a number of issues in the Middle East, the Islamic world, and Africa.
Wonderful, Murana. Jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Mara Ashraf Dakrat with the weekly book review program. And this morning we reviewed the book Tomorrow's Battlefield.